This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back into the fold here at 7 past the hour on the DJV program with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara. The question of the day, the week, the month, the year, or of your life is when you look in the mirror in the morning or any time of the day, are you happy with what you see and are you happy with what you're hearing coming out of your own mouth? Are you honest with yourself? Maybe the question of the day when it comes to doing things or stopping doing things that are good for you or not good for you. If you don't have integrity with yourself, and I wonder that sometimes about politicians especially, but, you know, people that don't keep commitments to themselves, promises you make and then don't keep. If you're one of those people that sometimes feels like you've slid, is that the right prayer? You're sliding down into that rat hole. Think about it again. Be strong. Keep to your own commitments. My commitment here to you is that we will have some fun every day, have good conversation, face the world, face the music. So, Jennifer, what music are we facing here?
Well, there's a weird new trend that is going on. I don't know if you heard about Emma. Emma is a Shih Tzu mix who was euthanized to fulfill her late owner's wish that the dog be put down and then laid to rest with her. This dog arrived at the Chesterfield County Animal Shelter in Chesterfield, Virginia on March 8th after her owner's death. She stayed there 2 weeks. During that time, the shelter was in contact with the executor of the dead woman's estate trying to keep the dog alive. They did suggest that they could sign the dog over on numerous occasions because it's a dog that they could easily find a home for. And one of many of the activists in the town were really lobbying for that. However, on March 22nd, the executor of the owner's estate came to a shelter to get the dog. The shelter again offered to have the dog signed over to be adopted out, but the executor declined. She was taken to a local veterinarian. She was euthanized and then taken to a pet cremation center in Richmond. And then her ashes were placed in an urn and returned to the representative of the woman's estate. Now, this is a really weird issue about who gets to make these decisions, and obviously, is this going to be some sort of trend? Cemeteries in the U.S. right now are regulated by state law, so where you live determines whether it's legal to be buried with your pet or not. But in 2014, Virginia enacted a law to make that legal. It allows a cemetery company to have a section devoted to human remains and the pets of the deceased human, so they're separated out. However, the cemetery must clearly mark the part of the property that's created in this way where there's a human pet mix. Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, they all have similar laws, and a handful of states allow humans to be cremated and then have their ashes buried in pet cemeteries if you want to go in that route. But I don't know about this idea. I guess it seems to me a bit wasteful. Obviously, a loss of life is a loss of life, human, animal, or otherwise. And is it really fair for people to say, if I've got to go, you've got to go with me?
You know what it represents, Jennifer? An arrogance that people think that they are better than, superior to, above the rest of the animal kingdom. However, I use the rest of, because people forget that we're animals, too. We are animals. And we sometimes act like animals, as we see in everyday life. I'm not going to speak to this particular person because I don't know her and don't know what her real motivation was. I know that I love the dogs that have been in my life. I've certainly loved Charlotte more than I've probably loved almost any other human being. I can only think of probably three human beings that I've loved more than I loved, or as much as I love that dog. But I'm getting that way with Daisy. She's a fabulous little girl and lovable. But when I want to take her with me, that's an extremely egotistical way. The dog is of service to you, but the dog can be of service to others. And so why would you keep that from happening? The dog's happiness, the dog having a fulfilling life, cut short by somebody's ego? I think you can argue that point, whether it's something you wouldn't do
horrible.
That, Victoria. No.
Never.
None
never.
Of us would do that.
No, I don't think anyone in their right mind would do this. This is this is just crazy. And I can't believe that the family even allowed this to happen.
Against
it's
the wishes of...
Following orders, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So it certainly is a food for thought.
It's a shame the dog didn't have anybody standing up for it.
Yep, that is very true. May 25th is National Missing Children's Day. We're going to talk about how to acknowledge that and to keep your children safe as we continue here on today's DJV program.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs. Super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to subject you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
How to get a healthy smile? Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nathan says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more info.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Quarter past the hour here on the DJV program. I was talking about this week and Missing Children's Day. So we've invited Emily Vatcher, who actually works with Facebook. She joined them number of years ago, currently the director of trust and safety there. She's responsible for law enforcement outreach and global safety initiatives, safety education, security policy matters. Certainly there's a lot of attention focused on Facebook, Emily, and in this circumstance you're trying to help what is becoming a larger and larger problem. It seems we pay more attention to it with the Amber Alerts and all that sort of thing. How are you combining the sort of public sector with the private sector of Facebook to deal with this as a trust issue?
Good morning, Doug, and thank you so much for having us and allowing us to talk about this really important issue. There's a number, and it's really staggering. Every day in the U.S., over 1,100 children go missing. That's almost 500,000 a year. And what we're doing on the Amber Alert program is one small part, but a really important part of being able to combine technology with people in the child's community that really care about their communities. We push Amber Alerts on Facebook, and we push them only to people who are in the search area, and we give them all the relevant information so hopefully they can safely reunite that child with their families.
So if a child goes missing, what is Facebook actually doing? What do they deliver? How does this work? And you just said it is in just the specific area where the child is, but what do people see?
When a child goes missing, what we do at Facebook is we're working directly with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children because they run the National Amber Alert Program. When they notify us that a child's gone missing, what we do is we prepare an alert, and the alert contains all of the most important and most relevant information. For example, a clothing description, what that child was wearing when he or she was last seen, the city from which they went missing, and if there's a vehicle involved, a color, a make, a model, maybe a registration or license tag number. That information is shared directly on somebody's newsfeed. It's a small alert that appears right in the middle of the newsfeed, and it contains a link that will take people, if they want more information, right to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children's website. So all of the relevant case information is right in the palm of their hands, and they only get the alert if they're within that search area.
All right, so is this something new, a new initiative by Facebook, and that's why you're telling us the story, or are you trying to have the information sort of more widely distributed so that more people can either take advantage of it, use it, know it's there? Because the numbers, as you just suggested a few moments ago, have gotten huge. I had no idea this many children were going missing this frequently. One wonders what in the world's going on that we have this many children missing.
Right. It's a really big issue in the U.S. We started the Amber Alert program on Facebook. It's been about 5 years now, and initially we started only in the United States. But there was a case of a baby up in Canada. Her name is Baby Victoria. And she was abducted when she was only 19 hours old. She was abducted out of the hospital. And as soon as she was abducted, her family and law enforcement immediately put pictures on Facebook. And because there were people in that child's community that happened to recognize the abductor, the child was safely reunited with her parents after only 3 hours. So any opportunity we get to talk about this, it's really important because I think there are a lot of misconceptions in the public about the Amber Alert, that they happen every single day, or it may be a case of a custody dispute where the child's life really isn't at risk. And what we want to share is that an Amber Alert is special. It is the highest risk case where the child's life is at imminent risk, and the police have enough information that they can share with the public in order to help bring that child home. So it's important to know that even though there are almost 500,000 missing children, there are only about 180 to 200 Amber Alerts a year. They're very rare and they're very special. So what we're asking the public to do is if you see one of these alerts, take the couple of seconds to just read the alert, take a look at the picture of the child, and hopefully you can make a huge difference. To date, almost 1,000 children, it's about 957 children, have been safely reunited with their families as a direct result of the Amber Alert. And in none of those cases did anybody wake up that morning and say, I'm going to reunite a child with their family today.
Right.
It happens because you care and because you pay attention.
Well, see, that's what it is, paying attention, close attention. We don't do that in many different walks of life that we all experience. We're kind of walking through as zombies. And so in this circumstance, it's good to take the emphasis away from some of the silly stuff, put it on the serious stuff. So good to know. If you are interested in finding out more on how this works, go to facebook.com/safety. That's facebook.com/safety. Thanks to Emily Vatcher, Director of Trust and Safety at Facebook, for being here on the DJV program with us. Update on Missing Children's Day. 21 after the hour in the DJV program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Often when we talk about JT, my best friend Justin Timberlake, we start with this song, Can't Stop the Feeling, because it's such a good song. And this song and the music video that goes with it has officially reached 1 billion views on YouTube. That is quite an accomplishment. This is Justin's first, I should probably say Timberlake because there are other singers named Justin around, but JT Timberlake has earned his right to be proud of his accomplishments. This first time he's reached that milestone. According to YouTube, this song, which has been around for a couple, 3 years, comes from the Trolls soundtrack, has some pretty impressive numbers. Video has daily views, sometimes as many as a million or more. Over the last week, that's the number, 1.1 million. The video features Justin Timberlake and the locals of a retro-looking town grooving in places that would typically be viewed as mundane. Laundromat, grocery store, food store, electronics store. In addition to this accomplishment, the Imagine Dragons, video called that came from the song called Believer, became their third entry into the Billion Views Club. That's a lot of people looking at videos. I don't look at them. Anybody here look at music videos? I remember
occasionally.
Do you?
I mean, not as much as I used to, but occasionally, I'll watch.
Are they still well done? Are they still well produced?
Some of them are just weird, but I watch music videos all the time. I'm like the only person I know who does. I'm always talking about music videos, and people are like, what are you talking about?
Right.
So, but they're
fun. Do you do it just on YouTube?
Yeah, just on YouTube. There's no MTV for me anymore. So.
No, there's no
I don't
MTV
have
in
MTV.
General.
Yeah,
I don't have it. Yeah.
Right. All right, so there's that story. And now, speaking of Justin's, here's the other one. The Biebs, a.k.a. The Worm. Justin Bieber launching a deodorant because he smells. Taking on a somewhat unusual collaboration with a company called Schmitz Naturals. Anybody use their deodorant?
No. I use natural deodorant, but I have not heard of them.
All right, so this is a new deodorant launching globally, online, and in stores. Let's see here. The folks at Schmitz natural to say here and now has various meanings, but to me, it's about being present in daily life. So that's what the line is called, here and now, that they're
teaming up with.
Probably
the name of Bieber's new album, too.
Is it?
Because there's, I'm sure I would guess it's either the name of his first single or it'll be the name of his new album. Because he's got new music coming soon, and usually these collaborations are tied with new music.
Ah, and he's getting paid a big chunk of dough.
For sure.
Probably for his name. Anyway, the folks that run Schmidt's Natural say, we've proved natural does work. We're able to make natural products accessible. I think the partnership with Justin really shows the brand extends beyond just a niche. I don't know this brand either. I'd look for it. I mean, now that I know the name, and I do the same as you, and I think probably we all do, in terms of that sort of body care. We want something natural. You don't want aluminum. You don't want antiperspirants plug up your pores, all that stuff. So the Worm took to Instagram yesterday to share excitement over this launch, along with a photo of himself without a shirt on. Isn't that sweet?
It's why. No, what you could look like, too. Yeah, ode to Biebs.
Yeah, right. His eyes are closed, his arms are up, and he's putting this stuff on his stinky underarms. Good for him.
Does it give you the Bieber fever?
Can you, no, I was thinking whether or not you could use deodorant on worms.
Because I feel like it's...
I think it's confusing to every single person who listens to the show, because they're like, who is the worm?
He's a worm. He's a little worm.
Yeah. Doesn't mean anything to anybody else.
Yeah, well, it does to me. 28 past the hour. It does to you.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A deadly tornado outbreak late yesterday continued overnight in Golden City, Missouri. 3 people were killed. In Jefferson City, Missouri, they're still assessing the damage.
Everything from debris from a rooftop into the street, uprooted trees. We've had damage to vehicles, roofs of businesses. There are several businesses on our south side that we're trying to assess how much damage there is to the building.
That's Jefferson City Police Lieutenant David Williams. At least 80 tornadoes have broken out since Monday, and more bad weather is expected today, perhaps stretching as far east as the mid-Atlantic. The man known as the American Taliban, John Walker Lind, will be released from an Indiana prison today after doing 17 years of a 20-year sentence. He was captured in Afghanistan after the 9/11 attacks. This is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, here we are in the highly creative DJV program with highly creative Jennifer Horn, very creative Victoria Keelan, and certainly creative Kara. It's the CC, Creative Kara time on the air, and Victoria, I know, is going to create some interest in something that's highly important for us to understand. As a matter of fact, I'm believing, before I even hear the story, it'll be a masterpiece of information, Victoria, right?
Sure. It's
no pressure.
Yeah, I know, right? His setups are the worst. Trending story right now. Yeah, they're horrible. Trending story and trending person in the news is Michael Avenatti. A federal grand jury in New York City has indicted the high-profile lawyer, Michael Avenatti. Of course, we know him as representing Stormy Daniels. That's kind of where he really hit the spotlight, and he has not wanted to give it up since he found the spotlight. Well, now he's been charged by the Southern District of New York with fraud and aggravated identity theft. And the charges say that he defrauded a client referred to as Victim One. It's pretty much known now that it is Stormy Daniels. And so she accuses him of stealing $300,000 from her. And in a statement, the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York said Avenatti abused and violated the core duty of an attorney, which is the duty to his client. As alleged, he used his position of trust to steal an advance on Stormy Daniels' book deal. And Avenatti instead engaged in outright deception and theft, victimizing rather than advocating for his client. Prosecutors accused him of spending the money to maintain his extravagant lifestyle, which includes making his monthly car payments on a Ferrari. So he stole Stormy's money to pay for his Ferrari. In a separate indictment,
someone else for a plane, remember that?
No, I didn't even hear about that. I
oh,
know
yeah,
that
he bought a plane with someone else's money.
Oh, my God. In a separate indictment, well, he's got bigger fish to fry, really, that in a separate indictment, a federal grand jury also brought him up on extortion charges. That's the $20 million payments that he demanded from Nike. And so those two new indictments are in addition to, he basically has about 30 charges that he's already facing. He's denied everything, says he'll beat it, but, you know, good luck with that, buddy.
If you're from Charleston, or no, not Charleston, South Carolina, Charlestown, Massachusetts, you'd refer to this guy as a pisser. He's a pisser. I don't know if you can say that on the radio or not, but I did.
See, in Ireland, that means something positive.
Yes, it does.
That's not the same.
Right. It's like the term fag and how many different meanings it has, depending on where you are. Another name in the news today is Tom Hanks, who was telling a story on the Ellen program, sharing his experience at Stagecoach. He watched his wife Rita performing. He says, "Oh, it was a magnificent performance," watching his wife sing. At one point during the day, I decided I wanted a beer. Wanted to have a nice, tasty bucket of suds. So I went to the place where you get beer. There were four ladies who were serving it up, and I stood up and said, "Pull me a draw." They said, "We can't because your ID hasn't been verified." He said, quote, "I'm 62 years old, and you know my name, I think, so I ought to be able to get a beer, right?" They said, "Nope. You have to go somewhere over there is a stand where you give me your ID, you verify that you're old enough to have a beer." He tried to bribe the bartender.
You have a wristband at Stagecoach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that really it? Really?
It's really it, yes.
He tried. He was so thirsty.
At every concert, yeah.
He tried to give the ladies tickets to Toy Story 4.
This is the funny thing. He apparently stood there and argued with them or talked to them for 20 minutes and did all this stuff. I'm like, Tom, you could have just gone over to
just go get a wristband.
And gotten a wristband in that period of time. Also, maybe they just didn't know what he was talking about. A bucket of suds, pull me a draw, like all this other stuff. What is this, like 40, 50 years ago? Come on, just say you want a beer.
Have a beer. Eventually, I guess a guy came over to him and he gave him the bracelet. And then he chugged a brewski. So there it is. An exciting story about Tom Hanks. All right, let's see. Who else? Ric Flair is doing better, apparently. He's out of surgery, and now he's trying to make amends for his lifestyle to a point. And then there's the story of the wrestler Ashley Massaro, who was on Survivor as well as being a WWE wrestler, died last week. Remember we talked about her? She wanted her brain donated for research because she had CTE. Must have been from her time as a wrestler, getting beaten around. A lot of wrestlers now are going the same way the football people are and trying to sue, in this case, the WWE because the organization, quote, failed to properly protect wrestlers from head trauma. Hello? That's what wrestling, this silly world of wrestling is all about, right? In a manner of speaking, that's what else?
Yeah, it's surprising that a lot of them, there have been a lot of people who have had drug addictions that are trying to compensate for that. There's a couple of people who have gone crazy and hurt their families or hurt other people because of it. So there is a class action lawsuit led by a group of former wrestlers against the WWE.
Yeah,
that's wild because, I mean, for me personally, I wouldn't really think of wrestling and concussions.
Oh, sure.
Oh, they hit each other over the head with steel chairs.
I always think it's also
pound
fake.
The outcomes are determined, but they take a ton of hits. They take a beating every single night.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be pursuing that as a career. Thanks very much. Although people would say, "Well, you've been hurt. that much on the road. If Rich McFadden were here, he'd talk about all the times I've hit my head underneath a tractor, under a truck.
Less than a year ago, you had a concussion, right?
No, I don't have a concussion. I hit my head.
You did, because you were slurring your words. We all knew you had a concussion, and you got it checked out, and you had one. Maybe you forgot now, and that's another symptom.
Must be something wrong with my brain. I've forgotten conveniently.
You clocked your head pretty good.
All about it, yes. Let's talk about some of the ways you can keep up with what's going on here on the DJB program with our podcasts. Here's one, the one that's posted there now, talking about a new trend for dog lovers. Canine cinemas. Be able to watch movies in theaters with your dog. Who thinks that's a good idea? You buy a $15 ticket, bring in your dog, and get as much wine as you want. Maybe we'll send Tom Hanks over to the nearby theaters and have the movies. That's the other name, movies in Beverly Hills? No, you got to go to the Arclight right down the street, right, Jennifer, down on Sunset.
That's your side of town. I'm in the Valley.
Yes, it is my side of town, right. Beverly Hills, by the way, has become the first city to ban tobacco sales. We talk about that on the current podcast. For everybody but one celebrity, Jessica Alba is up and working. She had to stop eating at one point so men wouldn't find her so attractive. The conversation we have about why you shouldn't spend so much money on an engagement ring, very engaging. My point of view is the one that wins the day. If you want to listen to that conversation.
I think the conversation was about why you should spend money on engagement rings.
Really? That wasn't my approach. I don't remember it that way. It must be that concussion.
Must be
that that's what's happened. And Meghan Markle tells a story. Well, she doesn't, but somebody in England, a TV host there, talks about her hooking up with a British celebrity. Can you hook me up, please, pal? And then she meets the prince. Wow. In a moment, we're going to try to help you. Those of you who are working on planning for college for your youngsters, not only the money part of it, but taking the test, that sort of thing. So get some expert advice on that right after this. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, NuGenix, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor. You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour here on the DJV program. Priscilla Rodriguez is the Executive Director of Scholarship Strategy at the College Board. She leads the organization's work on extending access to college for students through scholarships, development of the College Board Opportunity Scholarships Program, amongst others. So let's see if we can spend some time planning the next move. We've had a lot of negative conversation, Priscilla, about what's going on in college because of the scandal. And I think people have lost sight of, first of all, what you need to do to apply to college legitimately and how to practice for the tests that are needed to get in. So let's see if we can get some help from you on what students can do as we approach summer. Most of the colleges are out now. So what's the planning process for families, parents, and their children at this point in order to prepare for the test like the SAT?
Sure. and thank you so much for having me. So as you mentioned, we're heading into summer, and it is a great time for students and families to start working on college planning and college applications. And there really are two main things that we recommend that students work on over the summer. The first is researching colleges, just starting to think about what they're interested in and what matters to them in a school that they might attend. And they can use a free college planning resource. It's called bigfuture.org that allows them to research kind of almost like filter colleges by different criteria or factors of interest to them and save down a list of schools that they're interested in. And then the second important thing that students can do, and you reference this, is practice for the SAT. And even consider taking the SAT on August 24th so that they can get it out of the way before their new school year starts. But a few years ago, we partnered with Khan Academy to develop official SAT practice, which is a completely free practice resource that gives students a personalized plan for preparing for the SAT. And millions of students across the country have used it. Even 2 to 3 hours a week of using official SAT practice can make a really, really big difference in students' scores and set them up to have a really strong college application.
Mm-hmm. So let's dig down a little further here. After the test is taken and people, you know, there are decisions made as to whether you could be taken, accepted into a particular college, money often enters into it. And so I understand the College Board is now offering opportunity scholarships for those students who are eligible. How would you be eligible?
Yeah, so this is a really exciting new scholarship program that we launched just in December, starting with students in the class of 2020. So those are students who are about to be seniors in high school. And it's a 5-year, $25 million scholarship program called the College Board Opportunity Scholarships. And what it does is it lays out the 6 key steps that students should take during junior and senior years of high school in order to be able to apply to college. Some of those steps are ones I've already mentioned, so creating a college list, practicing for the SAT, and another is filling out the FAFSA, which is the form you have to fill out if you want to get financial aid. And so if students do any of those 6 steps, they earn chances at scholarships ranging from $500 to $2,000. And for students who complete all 6 of those steps during junior and senior year, they're eligible for $40,000 scholarships.
Wow.
Which is really, we know families across the country are, you know, worried about their ability to pay for college, so this will certainly help. But I'll say that, I mean, this is a really different kind of scholarship program in that it truly is open to all students, including students who frankly never dreamt that they could get a scholarship. And that's in part because there's no GPA or SAT score requirement. Students don't have to fill out an application or write an essay, and there's no family income or citizenship requirement. It really is open to students across the country, and it's about celebrating their efforts and actions as they get ready to apply for college.
All right, deadlines for people to apply for all of this?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. So there's actually a key deadline coming up for, again, students in the class of 2020. So the program's open to them now and will remain open. But as I mentioned, the way that students qualify for the big $40,000 scholarships is by making sure they do each of those 6 steps over the course of their junior and senior year. And that first step, which is all about building that college list, that first step closes to students on June 30th. So we want to make sure that students across the country know to join the College Board Opportunity Scholarship Program and do that first easy step of creating a first college list before June 30th.
All right, so information is important to get. You go to opportunity.collegeboard.org. All right, you got that? It's for parents, grandparents of eligible students, students who are listening. Opportunity.collegeboard.org is the way to follow up on this info from Priscilla Rodriguez, Executive Director of Scholarships at the College Board. 10 before the hour on the DJV Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, well, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Doctor, focus on your health. Dr. Ken Pronhaus continues his overview of things that are important for you to know from all the research done and published in the various journals of medicine. So let's get right to it. I was talking about this with the ladies on the DJV program, Ken. The warning, don't kiss or snuggle because of salmonella outbreaks and how it is that you could get salmonella. Well, you can get, I sort of worked it through my own mind. Let's say you have some poisoning of salmonella, E. coli, listeria, any of those bugs get into your system. I can imagine that they wouldn't all just immediately go into your belly and affect you through your gut, but there could be some left in your mouth that if you're kissing, you wouldn't want to share the kisses, right?
Well, let's untangle this. The CDC, Doug, is warning people not to kiss or snuggle chicken after an outbreak of salmonella that has affected 52 people in multiple states. The CDC has linked a widespread outbreak of salmonella infections to contact with backyard poultry. The CDC has issued a list of precautions the public should take when handling the animals to avoid contracting the illness. Don't kiss backyard poultry or snuggle them and then touch your face or mouth. Always wash your hands after handling a backyard flock and do not let the birds inside your home, especially in areas where food or drink is prepared. And lastly, children younger than 5 or adults over 65 should avoid handling chicks, ducklings, or other poultry altogether.
Wait a minute. We're not supposed to kiss a chicken?
You're not.
You know, I laugh on the surface of it because it sounds so silly. Don't kiss or snuggle with a chicken. Don't kiss anybody who's had chicken that's been exposed to salmonella. Don't do... The DNA's credibility factor with me has gone into the bucket. And
CDC?
I don't know. Yeah. Because there's now a realization. A book's been written and a movie's being produced about an Ebola outbreak in Virginia that the CDC completely covered up in the late 80s. People did die because of it, and it was, how Ebola was so dangerous, and everybody went to Africa, they're all worried about it. Well, apparently, in some laboratory, in some government scientific research center, they made Ebola, and it got out of control. And a number of people in the facility died, and people were exposed in Virginia. And for some reason or somehow, the CDC kept it quiet. So now, what's her name, Juliana Margulies, who used to be in The Good Wife and one of the hospital shows, she's starring in this movie, it's a limited-run television series that tells the story of this Ebola and how, not only the story of how it affected people, but how the CDC completely wanted to keep the lid on it. And one wonders about the intelligence of doing something like that. Is that a good idea, to keep the lid on something that important, especially if it were to get out of control?
That's yeah, I didn't know about that story.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a true story?
Yeah. It's something that happened, it was again back in the late 80s, but there's a book around now, somebody that was involved in it. Apparently, for whatever the reason, they couldn't tell the story or didn't tell the story, but now they have told the story. And so I just think it's not, another government. Why was the CDC get, don't kiss or snuggle chickens? So you're supposed to kiss or snuggle the backyard chickens you're not supposed to, or the free-range chickens, but the ones that are grown in these huge, big farm buildings, 35,000 at a time, you're okay with them? That sounds nonsensical to me. Anyway, I don't want to shoot the messenger, so I will move on. To a way that you can lose weight, the healthiest way you can lose weight and increase your energy quotient, your EQ, is to use Calitrin, all-natural, drug-free, stimulant-free program that's essential active ingredient is collagen. Collagen protein, 30% of the protein in our body is collagen, and we start producing it on our own as we get older. So right now, good time for you to get onto the program because all of us want to lose a little bit of weight here and there. We want to keep it off. That's what Calitrin's so good at doing. You lose the weight and you keep it off. So if you want to get on a program that has pretty much 100% success quotient, go to toploss.com. Special deal through Memorial Day. Buy one, get one free. Buy two, get two free. You get the point. Toploss.com. You got to use the code DJV, though, in order to get this special deal. Lose the weight. Calitrin at toploss.com. Get the deal using DJV as the...
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.